As luck would have it, if John Bolton is confirmed as United Nations ambassador, the first assignment of the tough-talking diplomat may be to sweet-talk China into supporting sanctions against North Korea.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schur.
Current American policy is to threaten punitive measures in order to drive North Korea back to the six-sided disarmament talks that it quit almost a year ago. That policy appears to be nearing a dead end. China, which is North Korea's primary supplier of food and fuel, has made clear that it regards sanctions against the hermit regime as destabilizing. China apparently fears a flood of North Korean refugees, perhaps more than it fears a nuclear North Korea. A foreign ministry spokesman in Beijing said yesterday that China opposes trying to address the nuclear problem through strong-arm tactics, and that it's opposed to any action that is contrary to achieving a resumption of six-party talks. But rumors that North Korea is planning to test a nuclear weapon may have altered the standoff in a fundamental way. The goal of the outside world may be to achieve a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. North Korea's goal now seems to be acceptance into the nuclear club. North Korean media have said the United States is making a fuss about a coming nuclear test, but has not said whether the reports are true. If North Korea is first of all dissuaded from a nuclear test, and second of all persuaded to return to the conference table, only China can do that. And so the American UN ambassador, whoever that may be, has his work cut out for him, dealing with China in the Security Council. This is Daniel Schur.